Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. Russia will hold military war games, and China will join them in these military exercises. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman has all the details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Russia has announced the largest war games since the Cold War. Did we not last week mention that China's going to be a part of that?
Yes, they are. The Chinese are contributing something like 3,000 troops. 300,000 Russian soldiers will take part in this military exercise in eastern Russia and in the Asian parts of Russia. The biggest one, as you mentioned, since the Cold War, since 1981 to be exact. Now, this is not aimed explicitly at Western Europe. It is take part in the Russian East, but it is a massive exercise with every air unit, thousands of aircraft, their paratroopers. It's a massive, massive undertaking, Jimmy, and you've got to wonder why Putin is doing it. So I think he's first trying to demonstrate he's not afraid of NATO. Second, he's trying to show that U.S. sanctions and European sanctions are having no impact on the Russian economy. He can spend hundreds of millions of dollars, if not more than that, on this exercise. I think it's a double-edged sword. I think there's risk involved in this for the Tsar, for Putin. If some of his many units cannot communicate with each other as they are supposed to do, if there are failures on the ground or in the air or, you know, mishaps in this exercise, he's going to show it all to NATO, because I can guarantee you NATO is watching this very, very closely, monitoring it very closely, and are going to be watching for every misstep. Either they will do this like a ballet and make sure that every step is choreographed ahead of time, that there's no risk, that it's just a ballet exercise, or they're going to do real serious military exercise with a risk of, you know, failures or missteps. I find it very interesting that he's doing it. 300,000 troops, never seen since 1981. It is incredibly aggressive.
Ken Timmerman with details on the largest Russian war games since 1981 and the Cold War era. And China is joining the Russians for this military exercise. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Both Russia and China are mentioned in Bible prophecy. Russia in Ezekiel 38, and China in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. That said, let me remind you that these two superpowers both have a desire to rule the world. Since the United States is not mentioned in Bible prophecy, that means Russia and China will vie for that leadership role in our world. This report of a massive war games exercise with Russia leading the way and China's involvement as well is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...